In these times of hardship, just remember, we are Groot. That's from Guardians Inferno, from the Sleepers. They made this song with David Hasselhoff, in a special for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. There's so many references. It's ultra weird and ultra hilarious. That's really the best follow up from the podcast weekly. What's been going on? This week on the podcast in the Taiwan special, I want to talk about. It is a podcast, but I was going to say the podcast weekly before I interrupted myself. No, George, they don't mind the explanation. I'm just saying that I need to. All right. Okay. Now, thank you for the feedback. I'm ignoring you now and moving on. You know, sometimes in life, you just have to ignore the noise, the criticism, the wind, the opposition. You just got to ignore it and blow past. If you have to, then tack into the wind. It's called tacking. Tacking. It's called tacking. Where were we? Okay, so I want to talk about prejudice. I want to talk about what's going on with COVID, and I want to talk about CJ Ride. CJ Ride's an American YouTuber that was in Taiwan for a while and had a horror story where he had to eventually leave. In fact, on that note, I'll bring up, there's a quote that I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to bring it up when I finally get to it. I'll do the COVID stuff first. Just today, we got the numbers they're extending it another 2 weeks. So if this thing ends when they currently say it's scheduled to end, then the COVID restrictions in Taiwan would end on the 28th, but that would make it a total of 6 weeks, 1 month later than they initially said. Now, when I first started talking with friends around Taiwan, we'll say it's only 2 weeks. And I'm looking at them with my jaw on the floor going, do you really believe it's going to end after 2 weeks? Are you paying attention? Totally clueless. Totally. In fact, I asked him a while ago. I said, are you surprised? I said, did you really think that it was going to stop? Like I've actually commented a little bit about that. What's happening in Taiwan is very, very interesting. The numbers are dropping significantly. As we look at late reports of diagnoses coming in, it looks like they had approximately 300 to 400 new diagnoses per day. That probably built up to an average of about 500 per day, maybe more. And then it kind of, you know, stepped its way down. It was down at about maybe 400 to 300 for a few days, and then it spiked just over 400 yesterday, and then the numbers came in today, and it's back under 300. With no incoming late reports. And that means that they've got their reporting system so fine-tuned that this is like where before they said it's 200, but actually there was four because 200 more were unreported for that day. Well, they don't have any of those unreported. All those unreporteds are now live. And so this is 200 some, you know, 200, 240, 260 some for today. And it's a very nice low number, and there weren't any from the past that they've missed because their system's up to date. So it really looks like the numbers are coming down. Yet they say today that it's going to be another 3 weeks. Here's what's the interesting thing about this in Taiwan is the politics. Before the outbreak went nuts, when there were just some rumors. The major diagnosis, the major source of these cases is up in the north. Taiwan, we're talking Taipei, New Taipei, Taoyuan, where the airport is. Just it's next to Taipei. And then just south of that, Hsinchu. These are the big sources of the outbreaks. And all of those city governments, their mayors, they call them, their cities, they should be called counties. But all of their mayors wanted to lock down their cities, to say that no one could go in and out for a week or two. And Taiwan's central government wouldn't let them. Taiwan doesn't have a federal government. They have a central government because it's not a federation. Okay, so, okay. They don't have federal, they have national and central. So the central government, the czar of health and human services or whatever he's called, the big kahuna, wouldn't let them. He said, no, we're letting the United Nations order us around on when we can and can't do stuff. And by their standards, all of Taiwan is not on level three. So you can't act like it's level four. And it was at level two at the time. And he's facing a lot of criticism because had he allowed just those cities to make their own decisions for safety, it might have prevented many outbreaks in those cities, many deaths in those cities, and it would have reduced the threat and risk to places all around the rest of Taiwan, where they get a case or two or five or 10 a day, like for a day or two, and then it goes back to zero. Five new cases, six new cases, 10 new cases, two new cases, no cases, no cases, no cases, 10 new cases, two new cases, no cases. Like that's what's happening around the rest of Taiwan. It's a very frustrating thing. It's very much injured Taiwan's economy, because a lot of different companies can't be open for business. And I mean, they've made it legal, like gyms cannot be open for business. I think maybe movie theaters, fitness clubs, a lot of places cannot be open for business. A lot of restaurants. In other places, it's business is annoying in so many words. So I'm looking at all this and I'm going, I think I could make a good YouTube video about this. I think I'm going to talk about it. I'm planning to make a YouTube video that looks at the problem with the extension and looks at the problem of this guy not allowing Taiwan to govern itself. I may decide to go talk about that at some point. That's pretty much what's happening here with COVID. Now, as far as I'm concerned, my life's just ticking right along. I've got all this time because I'm not out with friends. You know, people aren't calling me over to come visit for dinner. I've got all this time where I can just sit here and I can work on my computer code. And it is in that context that I'm finishing my web servers, which are already available in an early release version at inkasaverb.com. I'm able to finish the web curriculum. I may actually finish my computer curriculum during this and start marketing that. Wouldn't that be fun if I could finish my entire computer curriculum on this? Wouldn't that be something? That'd be great. My life is clipping right along with this, but the Taiwanese are getting kind of irritated with this. You've got to ask what's going on here. Is why is the Czar Grand Puma of Health and Human Services or whatever the heck it's called in Taiwan's central government bossing everybody else around, telling them that they can't make their own decisions because they're going to let the UN order them around, that Taiwan's local policies in their city are best decided by a group of warring nations that meet every so often in New York. What the heck? Why is he doing that? Is he power hungry? Is he part of some globalist like group? Like, is he, does he get together and have a happy circle, thing about, imagining the whole world under one, vast main system of dollars, petrodollars, electrodollars, Reichmark pieces. No, that's a quote from the network. I mean, is he in this globalist club and he wants to make trouble for Taiwan? Is he just a wuss and doesn't know what to do? So he's following the rules because Taiwanese are like robots in that sense. They don't think. They call them gongjuren, which means a human tool. It's an insult. Is he gongjuren? Is he a human tool, a robot without unable to think? Or is he in bed with China? Does China have some secret tie? What's going on with this guy? I hope the Taiwan's president's not ordering him to do this. That'd be even worse, but the fault goes back to him. That's where the buck seems to be stopping. So I don't know. But nonetheless, thankfully, the numbers are going down and the Taiwanese are taking their own steps to be careful. And for the most part, they're cooperative and happy people. See you tomorrow.